I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2. On this day in labor history, the year was 2013. Riot police used tear gas and water cannons to clear out Zocalo Square in Mexico City. The square was occupied by protesting teachers. The teachers had been on strike for weeks. They wanted changes made to educational reforms that had been passed by the Mexican government. The education reforms included new performance-related testing for teachers. But the reforms did little to address the economic disparity faced by many school children. The evaluation tests did not take into account the difficult conditions for teachers in the poorest regions of Mexico. The teachers worried the tests would lead to mass layoffs. Police wanted to clear Zocalo Square before Mexico's annual independence celebration. Most protesters left peacefully. However, some remained. Police, using armored vehicles and helicopters, clashed with the remaining protesters. Officers tore down protesters' temporary shelters and put out small bonfires. Protesters responded by throwing projectiles at the police. The police arrested many of the remaining protesting teachers. After the square was cleared, a BBC reporter noted that police had achieved their goal. Still, the reporter added, "The sight of riot police and armored vehicles in the country's most emblematic plaza is not the image of unity the government wanted to portray hours before President Peña Nieto celebrated his first Independence Day as Mexico's president." If it sounds familiar, it is, because teachers in the United States are dealing with similar issues. Teachers, through their unions, in both the United States and Mexico, fight for a quality education for all children.
We don't need no education.
Labor History in 2 brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com.